نعم اوكي
عزاري ناس تشاور الناس إذا ما قلت سنات الله بي هذه بي
If he forgets to say it, now if he forgets to say it, based on what I've said, some people see it as what a pillar. That means you have to go back here, do this the Salat al-Nadi, then do the following thing, that is the next thing, then you now do the Sujud al-Sahwi, make the slim, watch. Then he does Sujud al-Sahwi, then make taslim again. You get it now. But for those who believe it's ordinary wajib, so that means since he forgets it, Sujud al-Sahwi alone. He doesn't need to bring that thing again. Sujud al-Sahwi. Those who believe it's sunnah, he doesn't have to do Sujud al-Sahwi. But the one that is more correct, Wallahu A'lam, but the one who forgets such out and is convinced that it is wajib, then he should do what Sujud al-Sahwi if he misses it. Wallahu A'lam.
That's fine. I listened to one of the audios of Chinese. So it's like one of the evidences you brought to support the issue of shaking the hand when you are making dua. So it is a hadith that the Prophet used to shake his hand when he's doing khutbah. So is that
I will point it
at you
shaking. And that's what I said, as Sheikh Albani said, that if one, if you tell somebody to come, if you say, okay, come, you shake your hand, you are still what? Pointing. So there is no contradiction between the two. You say you point with something, and that is as which you point, you are shaking it, there is no contradiction.
Secondly, the issue of doing salah on the Prophet because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi. And at the same time, he said, Huwa alladhi yusalli 'alaykum wa malaikatuhu. Now, don't you say that when they are trying to justify doing a salah on the Prophet, say a salah formula, normally say, even Allah, so we know, we understand the meaning of that. Now, can we go against them, or let me say convince them by bringing the other one that
yes,
Allah also does as
yes,
Allah on God?
Yes, because it's both of them are in the same surah. Both of them are what in the same surah. So they say, okay, he does salah on the Prophet Allah, Allah also does salah on us. He also does what? Salah on us. So the way Allah does our salah on us is not the same thing as what? So, but he does salah on us as well. He said, "Who led you salli alaykum wa malaikatu?" And he told us, "Inna Allah wa malaikatu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi." Ya ayyuhan amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And we have explained the way you do your salah on the Prophet is by asking Allah to do salah on it. So that is your own salah. Your own salah is what to ask Allah to do salah on it. The salah on the Prophet Allah salam is to make his name widespread. People who praise him, who seek the salah of Allah on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
On
all the same way.
No,
it's not.
The question is
that
if a man leaves a ruku, so he
still
wants to bring it back before.
He will bring it back.
So how does
man
bring it back?
For instance, now maybe you forget to do ruku. Ruku is ruku. So if you forget to do ruku, and you are in sujood, so you have to go back to your ruku. To do the ruku, you now do sujood. With that, you have added to your salah. Correct? So you do the slim after everything. After that, you now do two sajda. You now do what? Taslim. No more tashahud because you have done tashahud before. So you now do what? Taslim. If you miss ruku, and what? You are already in the ruku of the next raka. How do you go back to ruku again? If you go back to ruku, you still find yourself in that place. So what you need to abrogate that raka. That is the raka where you did what to ruku. You abrogate the raka completely. Because if you want to go back, you have to come into that place. So that means you have to abrogate the raka, then you do the way you have done. So that's why you bring the ruku that you need.
if someone is praying behind the, you know, what to do. For instance, now.
Who do you?
Yes. If one wants to go to security, one will have to pay the bill right from the attempting to go to the security position. But most imams, some of them, they don't say the Allahu Akbar when they are very close to the purchasing position. So what does one do?
In that case, ordinarily, the imam should already be in the ruknu, which means sujood before you go. That is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if the imam is doing the takbir in between kufu ruknu, that is in between standing and sujood, for instance now, that's wrong, it's not okay. He should start doing it maybe when he's about going. Based on the hadith of Abu Uraira. And if he does it when he's almost what approaching the next rukun, it's not okay, but Salah is still valid. So if he does it, then you do your own when you're about to.
That is, I'll wait for him to say he's not allowed, but even at the sujood position before I'll start my.
No, not. He will not do in his sujood position. When he's about to do sujood, that's when he's almost putting his head on your hair, that's when he'll do it. So that one is not okay. It's not wrong, it's wrong, but it doesn't mean that his lad is invited. But if he does it, why he has already put his head in sujood, that one is what is wrong. And
so
the salat is not valid. That's what I said. For instance, now, you are the imam. So you say, what, Allahu Akbar, you are already in sujood, or you are already in ruku. It is when I've seen you in ruku that I should now what, start going. People are contradicting this. And that's why what, people fall in some errors. Some imam will not say they are takbir until they are what? They have almost gotten to the pillar, the next pillar, the next rukun. They say because we say the takbir when we start going, people will get down before us. You get it now? So, but the solution is not for you to now violate the sunnah. The solution is for you to teach the people the sunnah. Don't go for ruku until you have seen me in ruku. Don't go for sujood until you have seen me in sujood. So if we teach people the sunnah, you will not be violating it. Is that clear?
No,
I wanted to comment on that before, but it seems to me. Now, I've left most of the line who said, we also say As-salamu ala nabi. Now said we used to say this when the Prophet Allah salam was alive, but after his death, we will not say this. We will say what? As-salamu ala nabi. Yes, that's the statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. But was it, is it correct or mandatory on us, or is it haram on us to say As-salamu alayka wa nabi? Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala said one should not say As-salamu alayka wa nabi anymore, based on what Abdullah ibn Mas'ud of the line said. Likewise, Aisha of the line, when she was teaching people tashawuj, she would also say something like As-salamu ala nabi. But there is one point there, but the point is what also what countered by something that is stronger than that. And that is what? The one that is common, which is the Muwatta of Imam Malik, likewise this one, As-salamu alayka you and Nabiyu, was taught by Umar of the Lanyu on the Himbar to the companions, and none of them stood against him. They say, oh Umar, you are wrong. And when did Umar become Khalifa? After the death of Abu Bakr, so for Umar to have spread this to the companions and none of them contradicted him, that's an indication that what you cannot rubbish it. So that would be an opinion of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, brother Allah anhu. You get it? It would be an opinion of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, brother Allah. So because if you take that and you want to rubbish this, that means Umar had taught people what was wrong on the minbar. I taught the companions what was wrong and none of them was able to. So that would be what? A very big statement. So what the Sheikh said here, and those scholars who also supported his view, will not be correct. And that was why Sheikh bin Baz even would say me. And many other scholars, they refuted that strongly. So that they said that what that to say it is what wrong for people to say Assalamu alaikum ayyuhan nabiy is not correct. Wallahu a'lam. Last question, inshallah.
Should the pillar be in the middle or at the top?
The pillar should be in the middle, in front of them, in front of the road, or at the back of the road.
Okay, should it be in the middle?
Whether
we are in the
upstairs
and the pillar will be in the middle.
The pillar will break your soft. Yes. No.
What about somebody bringing something like in Medina, there is people stand. And the pillar will be at
the
middle and stand like that.
Medina is not evidence in the
deen. So somebody can see the argument.
They also smoke. They smoke in Saudi Arabia.
There is argument. Yeah. The founder of the mosque, the ocean and the building, the temple is supposed to be one after the other, whereby the pillar will be in the middle. Now they want to tie the thing and the Buddha was of the most removed. The pillar should be at the front or at the back and they saw the evidence. In that case, they should go back to the evidence. Since they are doing that, you know, that means they will keep it. And they are seeing that there should be more.
The fact that they do it in Medina does not mean anything. If you go to Medina, there are verses written on the walls. All those things, scholars condemn them in their fatwa. But you can't find the rulers. Because if you do that again, you are doing khuruj. You tell people this thing is wrong, just like Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, when this man, Marwan ibn Hakam, wanted to leave people in prayer, wanted to do khutbah before Eid, before the prayer of Eid. So the companion pulled him back and the Khalifa threw his hand away. And he said that no, what you people know, we cannot implement it now. No people, they go after the khutbah, they will not listen to khutbah anymore. And he said, ma'alimtu khair, mimma lam a'lam. What I know is better than what I do not know. This is what will happen. But it's right behind him. You get my point now. So the fact that some rulers do things that are wrong, you can do worse for them, you can't fight them. So, anybody should not bring what they do in any Masjid al-Nabawi. Don't to say, okay, doing a big of the sort of the imam is permissible, but they are doing it in haram. Okay? So if you look at the fatwa of the scholars, they also condemn things like that. But the only thing is what they can't force the rulers. And many other things that they do, decoration of the mosque. You see the scholars speaking against those things. But you can't force them. And that doesn't mean what you should now boycott them and don't do that for them. Now, is it true that it is compulsory on a woman to cover her head when in her house because the woman's hair scares away the angels of mercy? This is not correct. So you want it to kill the woman. As long as it's not in the presence of Ajanib, the stranger, so to say, then there is nothing wrong. Even if she is reciting the Quran, there is nothing that says she must cover her head compulsorily. So if she wants to do that, there is no harm. But if she doesn't do that, that will not scare away the angel. There is no evidence that says that. Does it mean that a woman must not open her head wherever, even when with a mahram wear? That has been answered. So there is no evidence whatsoever that says that. That the woman should... The temple, Subhi is around 10 to Allah. Asri 4:25. Around 120.
Yeah.
Isha around 10. Now,